Hello, everyone. Welcome back to New Noise. I got someone special on the line right here. Mike Howell, what is up, my friend?
Oh, I'm nobody special, Sane, but I'm doing good today. How are you?
You are so special, though. You are the guru of deathcore.
I mean, maybe. I'll take deathcore guru, for sure.
Now, spoiler alert, I know that there's a couple deathcore releases out this week. We'll see which ones are in the top five, if any. I'm excited for this week, Mike, and you asked me how I'm doing. I didn't mean to ignore your question.
Oh,
I'm
no
doing fantastic. It is a beautiful day. It is summertime. It is July. I am loving all the music coming out, and life is good.
Oh, for sure. We have really hit our stride with the year. We're starting to get some solid releases in. Let me tell you, it is nonstop all the way until November now. It is absolutely insane, all of these albums that are getting released these past couple of weeks. And I am living for it.
Me too, man. It's been a really exciting year for music. Last year was a great year. Don't get me wrong. A bit of a weird year.
Definitely.
This year, just so much quality. And yeah, we're about halfway through now, so we can say that, I think. Officially, 2021, this could be one of the best years for music on record.
Yeah, I think it really is looking out to be. Definitely some of the best release days planned coming up that I am aware of ever happening. Release days where I very seriously am kind of looking at it, and based on the singles, I'm like, man, we're going to have 10 releases to go over that week. And we can't split it up like we did in the past, where we had one week where we did kind of like, oh, these are like 6 through 10. And then the next week we did the real 1 through 5 for that week. Like, these are all such packed weeks that we're just going to have to do a 10 album week. It's got to happen because there's too much stuff that we can't not talk about.
And I'm okay with that. You know, the episodes will be as long as they need to be. That's
exactly
how we do it here on the New Noise. But, you know, you think about the big historic years, you know, in recent music history, whether it's 1994 or 2005, you know, 2021 is shaping up to be one of those years. So let's talk about last week. What did you get into?
Oh, well, you know, I got into our number one pick, Hypercube Necro Dimensions by Wizard Throne. This record,
what did you think of this thing?
This thing actually blew my mind with how good it is. Like, it is literally the reincarnation all the way through of Winter Sun. I am absolutely loving the production that was done on this album. Everything just feels so clean and aligned so well. Like, this doesn't feel like a bunch of guys got together and did a side project. This feels extremely polished, and I'm so happy for it being in my life.
Exactly, and I couldn't have said it any better than that. I think we were expecting this to be kind of like a thrown together, jokey, not really well thought out, like entertaining release, like we'll listen to it a couple times and then whatever. But this is like an instant classic. Like this record really it kept my attention, and I have to agree with you on the production too. It's world class, and it's not an easy band to record. So this is really a great pick, Mike, because this is something that I think, you know, you believed in. I might have put it as an honorable mention if I was making the list, but that's why it's not me that makes the list.
Boom. I think it's, honestly, like, listening to it, this is probably an instant classic power metal album, and I think that this is hopefully gonna almost even change the genre a little bit for the better, kind of like Winter Sun did when they originally came out of the scene in the early 2000s. I really hope that this makes a lot of people kind of wake up and realize that, hey, this genre can actually be amazing and fit really well into modern metal and a lot of stuff that's going on there. So,
100%.
Absolutely in love with it.
100%. It is a genre that kind of gets, I don't want to say laughed at because that's not true, but
it does.
It's a genre that, you know, it's a little bit, people think of it as being a little bit dated, maybe. And with releases like Wizard Throne coming out, we can be we can be confident that that is not the case. So there it is. That was a great pick last week.
Oh, yeah. Some other things that I wanted to talk about. The double LP from A Night in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I can now thoroughly say that there is a double LP that I enjoy. I think this record was great, or these records. Overall total runtime is about 58 minutes. So it kind of could have just been one long LP, but I like the kind of dueling ideologies going back and forth between the two albums. And honestly, it was just super heavy, and I was just so happy to be able to listen to these guys again. It's their first new music in a long time. Yeah. And they came back and killed it. You're deathcore, baby.
Yeah, and I didn't check out this record. I should have, but again, it's a daunting record, you know, to look at and go, oh boy, this is going to be a lot here. It's a big undertaking. I'm glad that they didn't disappoint. But no, I mean, 58 minutes is a long one for that, you know, for a deathcore release.
Yeah, I mean, 14
you know, with
tracks,
that many songs. Yeah.
It's quite impressive to look at. And I mean, it didn't feel like the whole 58 minutes. It really kind of went by. I was kind of hoping on Spotify that they would be under one release, but they do have them separated. So you kind of have to add the second one to your queue if you want it to flow seamlessly. But
okay,
I did that. And honestly, I didn't even notice when, like, you kind of notice when it changes over or changes over. There's a little bit of stylistic difference, but it's definitely noticeably still the same band, same project. And it was just really, really good. And I'm really happy with how that release turned out.
Nice. Nice. What else?
Is there anything you really enjoyed from last week you want to check out and talk about?
No, I think I'm mixing up releases with 2 weeks ago too. Everything's kind of bleeding together. But
I mean,
Wizard Throne was definitely the one that I just really made me smile this past week.
I mean, if you want to talk about Buried Alive some more, I'm totally down. I still love that.
Oh,
record.
Yeah. Buried Alive was last week. No, it was two weeks ago. Oh, it was. Okay. I was like, yay, we get to talk about it again. Oh, shit. We did talk about that last week.
Yep. Now we get to a fun part. Shane, I fucked up.
No.
I missed some records last week that I was really excited for, and I just want to talk about them real quick.
This is the corrections segment.
Corrections segment.
It's fine. It's like a newspaper. It's good.
Seldom used, but often loved.
Right.
The first one I want to get into is the new album Sucker by this band called Catastro.
Okay.
These guys are insanely talented. The best way I could describe them is kind of, you know those bands that are on Warped Tour, and I'm stealing this description from one of my friends and how she describes them, but those bands on Warped Tour that are kind of like, oh man, yeah, this band totally fits on Warped Tour, but they would never tour with any other band on Warped Tour. Kind of like Pepper or Ballyhoo or the Dirty Heads, where they're kind of that like almost stoner California, like pop rock.
Right.
This is a band right like that. They've got some hip hop sensibilities and rapping thrown in as well. And I think that this band is just absolutely incredible. If you like some just fun summertime, sunny day, sitting out, doing some work on the laptop, getting some vitamin D, you're going to love this record. It is absolutely incredible. I think it was super well done, and I love every song on it.
Okay, what was the name of the band again? I have not heard of this.
So they're called Catastro. It's K-A-T-A-S-T-R-O.
Okay, Catastro. Interesting. Cool. Yeah.
Cool. Super cool.
Awesome.
They're from Arizona. I love them. They're great. And then the other correction that I want to go and talk about real quick is there's a really fun new EP from one of my favorite emo rappers, Little Aaron. I think he's one of the best in the scene. He does a lot of ghostwriting in the scene as well. He did a lot of the writing on the newest Selena Gomez record. He's helped out Black Bear, a bunch of crazy other artists like that. He's kind of hush hush about what he talks about and what he's worked on, but he does a lot of crazy writing. Very, very talented dude, and I think all five tracks on here are just absolute bangers.
Nice. All right, there's a couple more things to check out from last week, although we have a lot to get to this week as well.
A lot.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. We got six this week.
Okay. Okay. A top six. You got to give the people what they need, what they crave. So let's get started with the top six most anticipated releases of the week, starting with number six.
So number six, we've got a deathcore band. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, I called it.
And this might be, I don't know if it's going to live up to its name, but it might be the heaviest release of the year, because we've got the new album, the heaviest album of all time by Bro Job. How much now, do you know about Bro Job?
Well, I think I know what you've told me. I know they came out probably like 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Really sort of just splashed the deathcore pot, if you will.
Yep.
Shook it up a lot, said some real crazy stuff, and people really weren't sure what to make of it. Like, is this band a joke? Is this offensive? Is this actually progressive thinking? What is this band? And I think, from what I know, the jury is still kind of out on all that.
Yep. And as far as I'm concerned, I think the answer to all those questions is yes. I think that this is a progressive band that is kind of bringing light to, kind of making fun of some of the aspects of the deathcore scene and kind of
right.
a little bit of the toxic masculinity that's generally associated with it. And you sometimes often see, as well as, yes, they are funny about it. This band is absolutely insane. They sell butt plugs, right? Like, it's just nuts what this band is doing. All of their songs are about just like kissing the dudes and stuff like that. Like, on their last album, one of the songs starts with, "This is the sound of 1,000 clapping ass cheeks." And then there's a breakdown with just, and it's like, what is going on?
Right.
Obviously Bro Job, deathcore band. So if you haven't heard of them, very similar to, I would say, kind of the new wave of deathcore bands like Signs of Swarm and Angel Maker. If you're familiar with those, you'll really enjoy Bro Job, as long as you can get past the or embrace the lyrics. Mm-hmm. These guys are just, they're really kind of writing whatever they want, and I think it's really cool. Like, the singles are called Extra Thick, Punisher, Impulse, and the Incel Anthem. Like,
oh boy,
it's wild. And if you can get past the lyrics, like, I think the lyrics are really good for what they are. I think they're comical, but they're not super deep, right? And they do have other project where it's literally all of the guys in Bro Job, but they write serious music called Sleep It Away. And that's also very good. But this new album, like, the songwriting is just absolutely incredible for what these guys are doing with deathcore. Everything is great. The breakdowns always slap. And I've seen these guys live. I drove down to Ohio, 3 or 4 years to go see them.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing time. Like, I think that was the first time I saw Shadow of Intent too. Like, these guys are kind of one of those, like, not so hidden gems in the deathcore scene where everybody knows about them, but I don't think anybody is really taking the time to listen to them. And I think that you should really change your opinion. Go take a listen to these guys, because they're great.
Well, this is the second album. This is typically, you know, when bands get their the make or break. So we'll see mm-hmm. what happens. There it is, Bro Job at number six. All right, number five.
Number five, we are coming in with, I don't know, I think I got to say this entire week, every release is just crazy. All of these are kind of just in a generalized order. I kind of threw them in and I thought would transition well. The next one is the new album Closure by Attila.
Okay. Another pretty crazy band lyrically.
Yes. As far as this goes, I think if you really like Attila, you're going to really like this record. And I, for the most part, do like Attila. I think that this is going to be a lot of the same Attila that you're getting, or you've gotten in the past, you're going to get it before. It's a lot of really fun riffs, partying, all that good stuff. If you're looking for this band to make a change and become super progressive metalcore and have extremely technical things, that's not going to happen. But I also really like appreciate what Attila is doing with their writing style, because everything is really simplistic and they're able to kind of make that big party sound actually really come to light when a lot of bands kind of struggle to do that, I guess. They keep, like, their southern riffs just make the band, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, Franz, a friend of mine, friend of the show, a very polarizing figure in the scene, no doubt. And I'll say this, I don't think that he gets enough credit for being a talented vocalist, because a lot of his personality overshadows that side of it. 100%. And to be honest, I think the material of the band, the subject matter, the image, everything that Attila does, I think it overshadows their music, period. And you know, they have fans, they have legitimate followers that are diehards, for not just people that are like looking to be edgy or something. People do really like their music, so I'm glad you included Attila. Could have definitely made them an honorable mention, and we could have just said, oh, another Attila album. But they're back, and I'll be interested to see, you know, you say, oh, you don't expect there to be progression or whatever. I don't necessarily think so. I think this is a band that's probably learned from their mistakes in some ways too, hopefully. And, you know, I'm probably not going to go through and read all the lyrics, readings from the Book of Attila. I probably won't do that. However, you know, Franz is a smart guy, and obviously, I think some of their fans are being more and more informed too. So we'll see what happens on that front.
Yeah, and I just want to go back to your point about Franz being and his vocal talent. I 100% think that Franz is one of the 10 best vocalists in our scene from a purely technical standpoint. I don't know of very many other vocalists who, if you go back to their albums, I can't even remember their album titles now. It's going to kill me because this is my favorite album. What's the green one? You know what I'm talking about?
I thought they were all green. That's like their color. They're like the only band that has their own theme color.
About That Life, that's one. And no, their last album was white. So About That Life, like, and About That Life, during like Party with the Devil and stuff like that, like a lot of that really, really fast, rapid rapping where Franz is also doing the kind of fry screaming is just super, super impressive. And I don't think a lot of other vocalists can, go forward with the speed that he's doing it with, and let alone, like, maintain the clarity that he has in his lyricism during those segments. Like, you don't have to look up those lyrics even though he's screaming. You can understand what he's saying, which is absolutely incredible. It's super hard to do.
You are 100% right about that, and he pulls it off live too. So,
oh yeah,
there it is, Attila.
I will
number
go see
five.
Attila live any chance I get.
We are starting this top six with a couple interesting picks. Let's move on now to number four.
So number four, we've got a new EP, and I think that this is one of the most talented bands on this list. The fact that it is an EP is one of the reasons that it's lower. And I'm just really excited that I get to talk about this band. This is the new EP, Fever. It's seven songs, so it's like right in that like Bill Murray length where it's right like, is it a EP as an album? But it's Against the Current.
I absolutely
love this band. I think this is one of the most talented bands within pop punk. And the only reason that they don't get more recognition is because they all kind of have their own thing going on too. Like, I know Chrissy Costanzo works with the music team from League of Legends as far as their pro esports team. I know she also hosts a huge show on Twitch about gaming and things along those lines. And they're just kind of doing other things. They're slowed down the release schedule a lot. But I think lyrically, some of the metaphors and unique harmonies and vocal patterns that Chrissy Costanza is able to pull in are just crazy. I think from an instrumental point, they're a really, really fun band, and I expect nothing but bangers on this EP straight through.
Yep. 100%. I think that this band is criminally underrated. Obviously, I know if you go to their Spotify, they have a lot of monthly listeners.
3.9,
most of it's from the one song, right?
Yep.
But I agree with you, man. Like, this to me, maybe if the band really went full bore into it, this could be like the next Paramore. You know, and I hate to make that comparison, but like they have that energy,
exactly,
and they have that talent, and they really are that good. So I think maybe a full length would have helped them out a little bit more. Maybe people would take their release a little bit more seriously. Maybe it doesn't matter in this day and age. Maybe I'm just a dinosaur, but I am really excited for this. All the singles they've dropped have been amazing. And just like you said, I think this, if they haven't already turned heads, they're going to continue to. And I hope to see them playing some big venues headlining in the near future.
Yeah, and I mean, just to compare them to some bands, if you don't know, Paramore is very apt. I think, and obviously we don't like to do this, so just comparing female vocalists because of female vocalists, but they are very similar stylistically to Stand Atlantic as well. I think that they've got a very similar writing style to some of the newer All-Time Low stuff, where it's just, it's still really good pop punk bangers, but it's very radio friendly, and it just, everything that they write is an absolute earworm, and I'm very excited to hear the other four songs on this record. We've had three singles, and I just can't wait to get into it. I love these guys so much.
Yeah, great pick, great band, and yeah, if you're sleeping on Against the Current, stop that. Stop that right now.
Yep.
All right, we got the top three coming up now. Here is the number three.
So number three, we're coming in. I'm going to announce this album, and I'm just going to let Shane talk. We've got the new album, Ninth and Walnut by Descendants, coming out this week.
Yes, the Descendants. Where to start? Okay, listeners of New Noise, Lead Singer Syndrome podcast, you might like Blink-182, Green Day, Newfound Glory. Basically anything that you might think is classic pop punk literally would not exist without Descendants. This band has never missed. Their records come out very, very infrequently. They're probably best known, at least in terms of the more modern stuff, from their album Everything Sucks, which I believe came out in 96. They followed that record up with another record 8 years later. Then they took 12 years to make a record, and this one is now only 5 years later. But they don't put out records very often, and when they do, they're really good. Some of the singles from this record have been sort of more like their old school sound. There's a couple songs that are under a minute.
So I've got some insight into that.
Okay. But I cannot wait for this thing.
So I was talking to my good friend, Kevin, from Guardrail, and he brought some insight that this album is called Ninth and Walnut because that was where their original practice space was. These songs were all songs that were written at the beginning of the band, and they had kind of recordings and notes recorded from their original practice space. Apparently, they went back about 20 years, and they were playing around with... So the band All, which is basically Descendants, but their vocalist.
Yeah.
So I think that's how it goes.
Chad Price is the singer. The story there is they literally have an album called Milo Goes to College, which is about him leaving the band. And then while he was, studying and because Milo's this, he's a rocket scientist, more or less. While he was doing that, they started another band called All with Chad Price, which also has made some incredible music.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably as good as Descendants, but someone will probably fight me for saying that. But yeah, that's really interesting, that story, Mike. I had no idea.
Yeah. So while they were doing All stuff, they decided to re-record some of these songs about 20 years ago. And they just kind of had the recordings sitting around. And then they came kind of a quarantine project. They decided to, hey, we're all together. Let's toss the vocals over this and call it an album. And here we are.
Wow.
So
that's really interesting because, Bill Stevenson, the drummer, who is also, a songwriter, and he also was in Black Flag, a very important, pivotal member of the early punk scene. He is also one of the best producers producing, he's probably most known for producing Rise Against albums, but he's done, you know, records for, geez, I mean, you name it. He, in punk rock or hardcore, he's produced some amazing stuff. So hearing this, I was like, man, this kind of doesn't sound like what I would expect a Bill Stevenson production to sound like. And that makes total sense that it is old recordings that they've kind of refreshed, but they want to keep, you know, the essence of what they are. So that's cool. And that's cool and very unique.
Yep. I'm really excited to get into this. Kind of at your advisement, I've started getting into this band quite a bit more, and I really like Descendants. I think I could confidently say they're one of my favorite punk bands as well, and I'm really excited to get into this record because it's going to be my first new release with the band.
Right. Well, once you listen to this, make sure you go back and listen to Everything
Sucks.
Oh,
I already have.
Cool to
I'm
Be
a
You
fan.
And Hyper Caffeine Spazinate or whatever it's called. All great records. So love it. Love it so much. All right. Number three. Wow. Descendants, not number one. Okay. Number two. Let's go.
All right. Number two. I'm really excited to talk about this. I'm just going to preface this. I'm going to make some of you angry by putting this at number two. That's okay. I don't care. Please don't message me. We have the number two album, Separate by Capstan.
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
Oh, yeah.
I know this one because I'm featured as a guest vocalist on one of the tracks called Alone.
That you are.
Really fun to be a part of this. You know, right away, it sent me the song. Big riff off the top, really catchy chorus. I had a huge breakdown too. I had a lot of fun recording this, you know, and I hadn't heard any of the rest of the record. And as these singles have been rolled out, I've actually been really pleasantly surprised at how diverse and sort of, to be honest, risky these singles have been.
Yeah, and I don't think I would say the word risky kind of associated with it. I think a little bit more experimental. I think these are a lot of takes that other bands have done, but I think that including all of them on the same album definitely could be considered risky. I really enjoy it though. I think that this is a, they've really kind of captured that classic emo sound and have kind of modernized it and allowed all of these other genres to kind of seep in a really good way. Like obviously we have the metalcore influence on Alone with the riff and you coming in. We've got some awesome saxophone on the most recent single, Blurred Around the Edges. There's some really, really cool writing in Take My Breath Away / Noose. I really like this band. Half the album's out already in singles, so we only get five new songs, but I'm really happy that I'm going to hear how this kind of sets up as an album. I'm really excited for the five songs that aren't released because I absolutely love On the First Capstan album. Their song Will Always Have Paris. I think it's incredible and the best song that they've ever written, even with these singles. I'm really hoping we get another kind of slow emotional song like that on this record. If we don't, that's okay too. I'm not going to be mad. I'll still always have Paris. But I think that this album is going to be a really diverse collection, but because of the strength of songwriting of these guys, I think that it's all going to feel very cohesive, and I'm excited to see how it shakes out.
100%. And when I say risky, I don't necessarily mean that. Actually, I don't mean that in a negative way at all.
Yeah.
I just think, obviously, Capstan, they came out of the gate. People really liked the band. They got signed to Fearless. They put out, you know, a record that people really like, and a lot of bands would say, okay, album number two, let's just make an extension of that.
Oh, this is album number three.
Album number three. Well, you know, it's their last one was their breakthrough album, let's just say.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you do that, it,
You know, even I'm wrong. Album number four. Oof.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Damn, we are, maybe I should just shut up. But
I'm
but
looking
I will
at the album
say,
I've listened to all these. I should know this, but.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'll just say that they could have played it safe. They could have, you know, not experimented, not tried those different tones, not tried some of these other influences that they have. But I think this is a band that is pushing the limit, pushing the envelope. They're swinging for the fences, and I think they're really going to connect and knock it out of the park, right out of Comerica Park, because the band is originally based in Detroit. You know, I really do think this record is going to be special, and I am really, really right with you, Mike, where I am really wondering where all these singles are going to fit in and how they're going to interact with the record as a whole. I think that that's going to be what's going to make this record special, which is always, you know, tough when you just hear singles.
Exactly. And it's one of those things, we just got to get into it, right? Sometimes I wish with releases like that, that I really like the first couple singles, I can start to take a break and say like, hey, I'm not going to listen to these singles, but I don't know. I feel like I can't do that for all of you wonderful listeners out there. Got to keep up. Yeah. Got to get accurate with these descriptions when we're coming in
I think we won't mind if you take, you know, a couple records off that you wanted, you know, enjoy.
Oh, maybe Sleep, you know, Token.
It's okay. All right. Yeah, we'll see about that one.
Yeah, I have absolutely no willpower. I was just trying to hide that fact. I'm going to listen to everything that comes out. That's just how I am as a person.
There we go. Okay, that is the 5 out of 6. We are going to get into the number one most anticipated album right after this. And we're back. From a nice little break.
It was now
break.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready to get into number one? Hit it.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. We've been talking a long time already, but some really great releases in the top six. But yes, give it to me. What is number one?
All right, number one, coming out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gotta love the Michigan boys. It's the new album Alias by Sleepwaker.
Wow, what an interesting pick. A lot of stuff pushed to the bottom for this. This is you are generating a lot of hype for this band right now.
Yeah, and I think it's all extremely well deserved. I think Sleepwaker is a band. They've had their first album. I really enjoy it. I don't think it got a lot of notoriety. The band is signed now to UNFD for this release, I think very deservedly. They've put out 2 singles on this album. Just kind of shopping around today, feeling out what's going on. I haven't seen a review for this record below an 8.5 out of 10.
Wow.
So really excited to see that with only 2 singles. To kind of describe what Sleepwaker is, they're atmospheric metalcore, but they're so much more than that. They're very similar to bands like Loathe and Void of Vision, where yes, it's atmospheric and slow, but everything is just kind of a cacophony of what's going on. And all of these layers are just so brilliantly done that they all just kind of build and add on each other in a great way that really, I think, is going to make this album more of a journey than something that you actually just kind of toss on and listen to. I think that these guys are uber talented, and they're going to be just another band that very quickly is going to skyrocket to the top of the kind of newcomers and metalcore list for a lot of people, along with like that Victims record that we talked about the other week.
Right.
I think that this is Sleepwaker, Victims, like right there at the forefront of super new, super cool, innovative metalcore bands.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, you know, what strikes you right away about this band is the vocalists. Very intense. It's like really raw. It almost reminds me of like old school hardcore, like something like Earth Crisis, where the vocals are so intense, like you just feel this pain and emotion. And it's like when you say cacophony, I think that's partly to do with that, with the vocals. So
100%.
It's going to be really interesting hearing this in a full length, how they're going to break that up, or if they're not, how this record is going to, you know, play out over, you know, let's just say 40 minutes or whatever it is. I'm really curious to see what kind of journeys, this record takes, because I think this could be one of the heavy records we're talking about, similar to the Loathe record of last year that really turned heads. This could be, you know, another one on that list.
100%. And I'm just really loving this kind of, I almost want to call it like a Deftones reawakening, because Deftones are like fine to me. I've never been super into them, but kind of taking what they did and using it to stylistically influence metalcore, I think is kind of the peak of like building off of what they did. And it's really just paying dividends right now. It's super, super well done whenever it like comes across. I haven't heard a bad version of it yet. I'm sure as more people kind of catch on, we'll start to hear bad versions eventually. But every band that's kind of doing this right now is just absolutely killing it. And I am so excited to listen to this record.
Right, right. Well, yeah, when you bring up the Deftones, and I'm with you on that, man. You know, I've never been a huge fan. I obviously have a ton of respect for them.
Oh, but,
100%. You know, the idea, the 90s influence that I think a lot of bands in the 2000s, 2000s, even 2010s really didn't want to embrace. Because to a lot of us growing up in the early 2000s or starting bands in the early 2000s, we were trying to be reactionary to not, you know, take any influence from the 90s because the 90s were, to some people, kind of like kind of lame. But now the younger generation is embracing it. Bands like Deftones and other bands that really did pave the way and incorporating some of those sounds. With modern sounds, it really does work when it's done right. So I'm also here for it. You know, when it can be done, you know, and not forced. I think it's a great idea for sure.
Yep, I know. I might even be staying up until midnight tonight to listen to this record. I know I've got some other stuff going on as far as like work goes. I'm just gonna have a long day, so who knows? I might stay up and listen. I think this album's going to be incredible, and it's going to be one of those sleeper albums that I think this week you're not going to hear much about, maybe from us, obviously, but kind of over the next coming weeks, I think this record is really going to start to spread kind of like wildfire and kind of like what happened to that Loathe record and really take over the scene and get a lot of heads turning. I would not be surprised to see this on a bunch of people's album of the year lists once those start rolling around. I think that this album is just going to be super well done.
And a great team behind them. Shout out to my brothers and sisters at UNFD, one of the best labels in the business, if not 100%. The best. So stoked to call them label mates. Mike, that is the top six. Let's recap and then we'll get into some honorable mentions. Number six,
we've got the heaviest album of all time by Brojob.
Brojob. Number five,
we've got Closure by Attila.
Don't worry, the list is about to get a little more normal. Number four,
we've got the new EP Fever by Against the Current.
Great band. Number three,
we've got the new album Ninth and Walnut by Descendants.
Yes. Number two,
we've got the new album Separate by Capstan.
And the number one album of the week is
Alias by Sleepwaker out of Michigan.
There you go.
Much love to every band from Michigan.
Yes. And of course, the full list and our album mentions can be checked out over at Mike's Instagram, which is at Slappy Slam. If you're not following him already,
he
posts the list and some other stuff. It's great. It's great.
Hell yeah.
All right. How many? Give me the number. What's the damage?
We got 23.
Oh, okay. We're gonna have to go through these fast. We're already like long episode, but I'm ready. Let's bounce through these. 23. Holy.
So I've got two albums that are coming out that didn't quite make the list. I think they're a little bit either outside of our scene or a little too niche. They're both from people that are kind of recognized by many as the goats of their scene, though. First one I want to talk about, we've got a new Kanye West album finally coming out.
We'll see how much poop to scoop he's going to be doing on this record. You never know with Kanye. You never know. I will listen to it, though. I will check it out.
Oh, yeah. Love him or hate him, it is what it is. Next up, when you think of metal guitarists, who do you think is the best ever?
Wow, that's a really hard question. Like, I don't know, Kirk Hammett?
From a technical perspective.
Eddie Van Halen?
Well, close. We've got a new record coming out from Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Yngwie, for sure. 100%.
This dude, another one, I know we've kind of like slowly started revealing like my guitar inspirations and things like that, why I started picking up instruments. This guy is right up there with him. Absolutely insanely talented guitarist. The kind of guy that just shreds, doing things on guitar back in the 70s and 80s that you never would have expected to hear back then. Absolutely incredible. And I'm always going to have fun with his new record.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a psycho, for sure. And I'm glad you're including him. That's not a guy I expected to talk about today. So Yngwie Malmsteen, the legend, guitar legend, nerds rejoice. There it is.
Oh yeah. All right. Let's get into the singles. Okay. I've got a lot of cool ones. Friend of the show, kind of. We've got a new single from MXPX featuring our girl Kaylee from Rivals.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Love it. Shout out to Mike.
Yeah. I think kind of going to be a weird combo, but I'm really, really excited to hear what happens with it.
Love it. I love that MXPX is thinking a little outside the box, too, with that stuff. That's really great.
Exactly. Bringing in some newer bands to kind of, I don't know, do whatever they do. I'm really excited to hear this because I think it's going to be great. Speaking of other strange combos, we've got Hawthorn Heights with a new single featuring Brendan Murphy of Counterparts. Now, this has been out for a while. Did you hear it?
No, I haven't. I heard it was coming out. I didn't know it was already out. That's very interesting.
Dropped like Tuesday, I think.
Obviously, both great friends of mine, love to see them collaborating. And I think Hawthorn Heights, you know, a lot of times they go back and they really, you know, embrace their first two albums. But I think their new music is better. I think their last album was great. So I'm really excited to see what they're doing now, you know, looking ahead.
Yeah, and I really love Brendan Murphy's feature on this song. My only issue with Hawthorn Heights is I think that they need to only have screams be featured or ditch the screams entirely. I think that when they're using clean vocals, they're just really good. The songwriting is really good. The lyricism is great. Whenever the screams come on, I don't know what it is, but it just turns me off from the music. Either way, still a great band. Iconic. Make sure you go check that out.
I love them. Okay, next.
Next up, with probably the most reasonable and understandable feature that we have this week, we've got a new feature from If I Die First off their upcoming EP that they've just announced, their first kind of solo EP. And the feature is obviously Connie Scarbosa of See You Space Cowboy, who they did a split EP with earlier this year. Really excited to hear this. I really like If I Die First, obviously from first to last with the vocalist Little Lotus. Really interesting project. We're doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I like the throwback emo stuff that they do. It's it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool project, and I dig it as well.
Oh yeah, and speaking of throwback emo stuff, we've got a new single this week from Thrice. Personally, not a huge fan of Thrice myself, but I know that a lot of people are. Make sure you go check that out if you're a fan of the band.
Absolutely. Thrice is another band. Like they've had their peaks and valleys for sure, and I've had stuff they've put out that has really resonated with me over the years, and some stuff I'll take or leave, but I'll always listen, and I'm excited for it too. You cannot deny the talent that Thrice has. Awesome band.
100%. A lot of these are really heavy, so I'm just going to bust through them real quick. We've got a new single from one of my favorite Black and Deathcore projects called Worm Shepherd. They're super, super heavy. It's literally black metal, but with breakdowns. It's really, really cool.
Cool.
I love these guys. Super heavy. We've got a new single from Cain Hill.
Yep.
Kind of new metalcore, new deathcore, new hardcore. I don't know. They're very new, influenced NU. But I really like these guys. This single isn't a part of their kind of EP series that they're doing this year. They just kind of found they had an extra song and they said, we'll release it anyways. So don't expect this on any releases or full length releases throughout the year, but we're getting a new single this week.
Okay.
There is a new single from, I don't know if they're death metal force per se. They're kind of just like everywhere within the metal realm, but we've got a new single from Orbit Culture. It actually premiered like 20 minutes or maybe half an hour before we started recording this, so I got to hear it. Super heavy. I absolutely love this song. Orbit Culture is a super underrated band that I think a lot of people in our scene could really get behind. but don't, because obviously it's kind of traditional metal and it's behind that wall and things like that that some people don't like to cross. I think it's really good and a lot of people would really love this band.
All right.
Next up, as far as what I want to talk about, we've got a new single from Carnifex.
We were just talking about Carnifex. We were just talking about them, I think, like a week or two ago. I mean, you're of deathcore, baby.
Oh, yeah.
But, absolutely, yeah, I think Carnifex, criminally underrated. I know they're a big band in the scene, but in the genre, I mean, but really good band. Mm-hmm. This is exciting. Good for them.
And I'm really excited because this is their fourth single, I want to say, or third single. I can't remember exactly, but they finally announced their album that they've been planning to drop all year. And guess when it's coming out? Of course, it's coming out in September, the most stacked month I've ever seen for music releases in my entire life.
Yep.
All right, another band that's releasing a new song or a new album in September. They just announced it. In Fairy, this is a technical death metal deathcore band. I really like these guys. They're super heavy. I absolutely love everything that they've got going on. Probably one of the biggest bands on the Artisan Era Records, which I absolutely love that label. And In Fairy can never do wrong. I've listened to this new single that dropped today. It's blisteringly heavy. I absolutely love it. This band just doesn't miss.
All right.
Next up, one of our favorite heavy bands. We've got a new single from Aborted coming this week.
Yay. Nice. I wasn't sure if we were going to get another one before the album. I assume there's an album coming.
Yep,
I love the first Aborted single from this cycle. I think this band is insane. The drummer is fucked.
Yep.
If you like technical death metal, Aborted does it better than just about anybody. So,
for sure. And speaking of the technical aspect, this I'm not 100% sure about. I think it's happening. We might be getting a new Between the Buried and Me single this week. I haven't seen anything official on it yet, but I've heard murmurings. So be on the lookout for that. Might happen, might not.
Colors 2, right? It's coming.
Yep, Colors 2. Super excited. Love the first single. Really, really good. Then let's just do the last heavy one. Bullet for My Valentine, second single off their album coming out this week. First single, Bullet for My Valentine's back to heavy. We'll see what happens with this one. Always a band I'm going to listen to just because The Poison is such an iconic album for me. And I'm always excited to hear what they do, even if it doesn't vibe with me fully.
I'm into it too. All right.
Next up, we've got the first new music in 3 years from Coheed and Cambria. Super, super good band. I think they kind of get looked down on a little bit once in a while because of the fan base, and the fan base is absolutely ravenous. And like, if Coheed's one of your favorite bands, they are your favorite band, I think. I'm cool with it. I think this band's great.
Yeah, I mean, again, yeah, it's been an really interesting career path. You know, I remember when they came out, their first record, I heard it when we were recording our first record. And, you know, back then, they didn't have the fan base the same way. And, you know, and they've built this, just this amazing storyboard of a band. I don't even know how else to say it, where, you know, there's so much going on and there's so much for a fan to digest and enjoy and think about and talk about. I really, really, I don't know if appreciate's the right word. I respect it for sure. I think it's really awesome. It's a lot of work. It must be a lot of work to be in Coheed and Cambria. To be Claudio Sanchez and a hell of a talent. So let's go. 3 years. That's exciting. People are going to be stoked for this one.
Yep. And the new single's called Shoulders. It's out already. I absolutely love it. Really well done. This band is just always top tier.
It's always interesting too, when you have a band like this, you know, and they're releasing a single, but you really know, it's going to fit into not just 100%. The grand scheme of this album, but probably their
entire career.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be, it's tough, right, for a band to release that, being like, okay, this needs to stand on its own as a great song, as a great single, but then it also, how is it going to fit into the greater concept? So
the Coheedverse.
Exactly. That's tough. But I welcome it. And yeah, nothing but respect for Coheed.
100%. Next up, we've got a new single from Gemini Syndrome. I absolutely love this band. I think that they are another great classic metal band that's kind of super underrated. Honestly, check it out. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Next up, I want to talk about a band that's back, kind of one of the fan favorite pop punk bands from our scene. Grayscale have released a new single and announced their new album. It's very good.
Great band. Great band, Grayscale. Underrated band. Very good. 100%. Very good band.
100%. Next up, we're going to change gears a little bit. There's a new single from Lorde coming out. I know we talked about her first single and really enjoying it. I'm excited to hear what she does with the second one, because always kind of super talented.
I love her.
Great stuff.
I love her. Lorde's my favorite pop star, quite literally. I think she does so much more. I don't even like calling her a pop star, because her last record was so deep.
Yeah,
so deep and so interesting, and one of my favorite albums of all time. So the first single, I felt like it was a little underwhelming. I listened to it like two or three times kind of in one day. I haven't even gone back to it. Maybe I'll have to hear how it fits in with the album before I can really judge, but I am absolutely going to be staying up to midnight to hear the new Lorde song or whenever it's coming out, because she's one of my favorite artists.
100%. Next up, love it or hate it, I feel like this needs to be talked about because I think it's kind of popular, honestly. We're getting a new single from Tremonti. For those who don't know, Tremonti is the kind of solo project, but he's got the rest of his band from Mark Tremonti, known guitarist of Alter Bridge and Creed. Super talented dude, honestly. Like, Creed's got some bangers, you gotta admit. Alter Bridge got some bangers. I'm excited to listen to this. I don't know a lot about Tremonti personally, but who knows? We'll check it out, right?
Yeah, for sure. It should be included. People should know about it. And it's definitely, if you're a fan of things in that genre, check that out. You know, Miles Kennedy put out a solo record a little while ago too. So all in that same world, pretty quality stuff. Sometimes it flies a little under the radar because some people are maybe too cool for it. But
definitely not us.
I'm not.
All right. We got four more, so hang out with us. We've got a new single from Quicksand. Very exciting.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. New Quicksand single. That's like amazing news. We'll see what happens there.
I think they're leading up to an album, personally.
Great. Great. Long awaited.
The second one, so.
Let's go. Let's go, Quicksand. They're back. I'm here for it.
Next up, we've got two kind of newer, smaller bands that I think are really cool. The first one is Heart Attack Man. They're kind of like an angry pop punk band.
Yeah.
Famous for the singer trying to sell his hat on eBay for a ridiculous amount of money, getting the ridiculous amount of money, and then eBay canceling the listing on them, and unfortunately he wasn't able to get the money. But
really? What is the story? I don't know the story. How much?
I don't remember. Let me look it up real quick because we're here.
So eBay just looked at it and went, yeah, this is fishy. We're just canceling this?
Yeah. So,
must have been a lot. Is
it? It was really weird. So obviously, Heart Attack Man, very well known because their singer always wears an orange beanie. I'm looking at the Alt Press article now. The orange beanie was on eBay. It went up to, at the time of this article being written, $80,000 with 129 bids. Who knows what it actually ended at, but it got taken down. So absolutely funny story. Gave the band a lot of cred. Super cool. I really like this band. I think that they're definitely not for everybody, because they definitely are a little intense, a little weird. If you like bands that are kind of like Hot Mulligan, but you don't like how easygoing they are, even though he's screaming at you, this is definitely for you. Super cool band, super underrated, really niche, but really cool.
Awesome. Love it. Heart Attack, man. Yeah, I don't understand why they'd cancel it. I mean, what if it was like, you know, The Edge from U2's beanie? Yeah. I bet they'd let that sell for $80,000, you know?
100%.
I'm thinking of other famous beanie-wearing people. But, yeah, no, crazy. That's a crazy story. I can't believe I haven't heard that before. So, yeah. Love it. I love it.
Buckwild. Next up, we've got the second newer band that I really want to talk about. This is a band called Letter Sent Home. I really liked their last single featuring Joel from Being as an Ocean. Obviously, yeah. Anytime Joel, not really one to do features for bands, is willing to do a feature on a track, I'm really excited to check out the band. I think that these guys are super talented. They're writing absolute bangers. I went back and kind of listened through their entire discography, and I absolutely just love these guys. Super, super talented. They're writing a really nice mix between metalcore and pop punk, and I don't know, they surprise you, because some of the songs, the verses are pop punk and the choruses are metalcore, and some of them it's the other way around. Sometimes even on the song they flip-flop. It's very, very cool, and I like what they're doing.
Awesome.
Last but definitely not least, you know I save the big news for the end.
I love
it. Every week.
I love it.
There's a new single from Paris.
Yes. I saw a little birdie on the internet telling me about this, and I didn't see much else about it, but always they've big been, news.
They've been teasing it. The band has kind of learned, as a lot of other bands are starting to, that if you want to do a surprise single kind of out of left field, you can't do a normal release where it kind of gets released as everything or every place hits midnight. The Australians very chatty about how they get new music before us. So it kind of gets out. The surprise is ruined. So they're doing a hard release tomorrow with a music video or later today. I'm not 100% sure when it's happening exactly. But there's a new Paris song this week. If it doesn't hit this week, I've been duped and it's next week, and I apologize to everybody. But there is a new Paris single to kind of kick off their tour that is actually happening, and very fun. Just super excited for this. I love Paris. I think they're one of the best pop groups out there right now.
Oh, they totally are. Well, we talked about their record, didn't we? Was that earlier this year or last year? I mean, it was definitely
it was
a pandemic
year.
Release. Yeah. And I like the record. I don't know if it had the staying power
I think it did.
You know, okay, of you know, like their first record obviously is such a great record, but it'll be really interesting to see, you know, the direction that this goes, what they do. There's a lot of different ways they could be pulled, but I will be listening, that's for sure.
100%, always. But that's all we got this week.
Well, that's a hell of a week. As I watch my recorder hit the 1 hour mark.
I know, right?
So lots of things to listen to, a great top six, even an album featuring me on there in the top six. So don't sleep on Capstan. And so many great singles, heavy, pop, rap. It's all coming at you this week. So enjoy your week, everybody, and all the great tunes that Mike recommends.
As always, thanks for having me, Shane.
Of course, of course. See you next week.
See you, buddy.